Happy fucking happy hour. Look at it. Willie Barcina's in the house, everybody. What's up? Not very far from his own... Jack my box. Yeah, here we go. Not very far from where you went to high school in the hood.
Yeah.
Right?
Marshall. John Marshall, man. I went to high school with Heidi Fleiss.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I've had her on the show before.
Yeah, she went to the same junior high, too.
Did she hook you up with anybody?
You know what? I wish I would have known. I never knew like that she had those type of connections.
Right.
But if I would have, man, I would have I would have milked it. But no, I didn't know.
You didn't just automatically see her and go, that girl looks like she could get me laid.
No, she just looked like a like kind of a stoner chick. Like, you know what I mean? Like, back in the days, dolphin shorts, Vans, that kind of goofy stoner chick.
Who ever got fucked that was wearing dolphin shorts and Vans? Let's talk about that for
Everybody
a second.
Everybody got fucked when they
really?
Wore dolphin shorts.
Well,
yeah, they were like...
Depends on what you look like.
Yeah. You know, well, a couple of drinks, everybody looks good, right? Right?
I can't believe I'm so happy that I just pressed a beer on you finally, because I thought you were going to be, you know...
What, AA?
Yeah. No, because well, I know, because I saw you had a DUI. I'm like, God damn it, Sean, he's going to be another fucking buzzkill.
No. Matter of fact, listen, I'm not proud of it, but I've had a... I've had two...
Have you?
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, I had one. Guess what I was doing?
Just to take the edge off.
No. I was celebrating. I was going to be LAPD. I was celebrating the academy. Academy date.
You really wanted to be a cop.
Yeah. And I was so on the way home, I was driving and then the CHP pulled me over and I was like, hey, man, you know. And by the way, when you blow into that thing, whatever, it was a 0.8. And like 0.81 or like whatever. It was
there's a zero in it.
Like four drinks, like four sips. That's what I wanted to say, not drinks, like four sips over the limit.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
is that what they said? Four sips?
Yeah. But anyways, you get older, you get wiser. Kids, don't drink and drive is what I want to say.
Right. Exactly. But, exactly. I'm going to spoon you all night long, whether you want to be or not. I'm going to keep you right here with me.
No, I'm with
after
you.
After this.
I'm with you. Listen, I'm whatever.
Fucking fantastic.
Anything that you ask me, I will tell you.
All right.
So if you don't want to know, don't ask me. All right.
No, listen, I want to know everything. Because first of all, you've been on Jay Leno 12 times.
Yeah, I was on. Yeah.
How you doing?
What happened?
But that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's more than any other Latino comic.
No, yeah, well, you know what? Jay was, you know what I mean? You know, you meet certain people in Hollywood and you have a connection with. He was just one guy that we just happened, when I was a young comic, he saw me and he called me over. He's like, hey, kid, come over here. And he goes, what are you, Puerto Rican?
Mexican? What are you?
Yeah, hey, like that.
What sort of speaker are you?
He asked me that.
Is that bad?
Yeah, no. So anyway, so I said, I'm Mexican, Jay, you know. And then he goes, oh, I'm Italian. He goes, you know what? I could make fun of Italians all day, but I don't. And you, I like your style, blah, blah. Anyways, I was a kid, man. And then he had me on the show. And then from there on, he had me a bunch of other times. So I just always got along with him. He was always cool with me.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has their opinion. Because I've met comedians that don't dig him. And I'm like, you know, that wasn't my relationship with him.
Me, he was always... he was always nice to me.
Yeah,
he,
cool. Yeah, good. Yeah. I'm glad you're one of those. Glad you're like, oh, he was a dick. I'm like, oh, man.
No. He had me on when I was going to have my late night show opposite him that Carlos Alzraki was on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think he probably was not very concerned. This is why he had me on to promote it.
Probably
going to be 13 weeks.
No, he's a good dude. I'll tell you a story, man. My first tonight show, like, dig this. My first tonight, you know what I mean? I'm not from Hollywood.
Right.
I'm not,
right.
You know, I'm from the outside looking in, right?
Yeah.
So I remember my first Tonight Show, they had, I forget who it was. Somebody real big with a huge entourage.
Right.
They didn't have any dressing rooms for me.
Right.
And I was the comic for the night.
Right.
Right? Because the entourage it was Prince. I remember. It was Prince.
So
it was Prince, right. And it was like 50. Okay, so here it goes. So they tell Jay. So, Jay, we don't have anywhere to put Willie. Well, put him in my dressing room. And I needed to take a shower and everything, right? You know, you get there, I like to be fresh.
When right,
I
go, sure.
Yeah.
So, I would never question your freshness, Willie.
So I go there, right? And his dressing room is glass. There's four walls of glass. I mean, you could just see if somebody's going to shower. So I go in there, and the whole time I'm thinking, like, is this a setup? I mean, is Jay going to walk in here and, like, rub my back? You know what I mean? And go, like, hey, kid. Welcome to showbiz.
Whoever does the prank stuff is going to be like,
hey, we were
just filming
in the back
you.
Of my head, I thought I was going to end up blowing Jay. That's what I really think.
But that bit's overdone.
Yeah, but no. But anyway, I mean, I would have done it.
I love that bit, Jay blowing. That was my favorite bit. After Jay walking was Jay blowing. Now, Willie. So, yeah, because, no, that's a lot of times. You did we were doing a one-man show called Cry Like a Man.
Cry Like a Man, right. And that was just me. When I wrote that, that was just me telling the truth. I had gone to therapy. Right. And then I wrote all that crap that I took out in therapy.
Yeah.
You know, from all that macho bullshit. And I put it on stage.
Yeah.
So that, anyway, so that's how that special came to be.
Yeah. So even macho Latino men are allowed to
cry.
Oh,
we cry like little bitches. Oh,
but
we
when
cry.
Something heavy falls on you, or
we cry. We you know, that's why we drink. You know, so we could make it an excuse. Oh, I was drunk. No, but you know. Who doesn't cry, right? I
mean, exactly.
I think if you don't cry, people who don't cry aren't normal. You know, I think if you say you don't cry, there's something
right.
Like really
yeah.
Weird
you have
about
no soul.
You. Something,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, I mean, right. Wait, so wait, tell me your whole deal, because I know a lot of it. So you're married, kids.
You yeah, do, yeah, talk, I have three yeah. Boys. I have three boys. My wife and pretty. I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. How old kids?
21, uh-huh. 19, and 12.
Right. You. I'm guessing you're not that politically correct because you're not supposed to refer to your 2-year-old as your little retarded friend. But considering how terrible they are at playing catch.
Oh, okay.
You feel like you're just saying what everyone's thinking, like Donald Trump.
No, you know, no, it's no. Here it is. When I wrote that bit, it's because my two older boys were like, I don't know, 12 and 13,
uh-huh.
And we could play catch, and the little one was like 4. So
they're not good at it.
So he wasn't. So I used to call him like, oh, I go, you know, like my little retarded friend, right? Throwing the catch the ball, you know,
right?
Anyways, but he's a good kid.
He's okay. So wait, how old are they all now? 21,
okay, 21, 19, 12.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah.
And how long you been married?
24 years.
Oh wow, good for you. Yeah. First, second,
no,
last,
first, wow. Only, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm no quitter, bro.
Look at you, don't quit.
I'm no quitter. You know, obviously you want to quit.
That's what he just said when I said, do you want a beer?
Yeah.
Because I see you have a DUI. He's like, yeah, I'm not a quitter.
Oh man, listen.
You're in the vein of Sam Kinison. Nobody likes fucking quitter, man.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. I could have bailed many times. And right. I'm sure she could have bailed many times too. You know, because when you're married for that long,
right.
There passes the point of being angry with each other. It's kind of you discuss each other. You know what I mean? When
right.
Together that long is like, you know, fucking right. Die already. Like, fuck you, you right. Die.
Yeah, that's
and,
hot.
And the next day we're like, you know, I didn't mean that. No, I mean either. All right.
All right.
What do you want for breakfast? You know? So, you know, anybody, that's what I hate about people.
That's
that
like your good night because fucking die already.
Yeah, but you know what? But that's the truth. If people would be more honest about their marriages,
right.
We wouldn't have so many divorces.
Right.
But people keep bullshitting. They watch these movies on television of how everything's beautiful. And then you get in a real marriage, you know,
right.
You're in a situation. And then there's things that bother you about that person every single day. Every
right.
Single day there's, you know, shit that bothers me and
right.
Annoys me, and I'm sure her too.
Right.
But I deal with it because I know that comes. It's like saying
right.
I want to have kids, but I want to have perfect kids. Fuck
right.
You, man.
Yeah.
There is no
yeah.
Such thing. I just my kid. Just we just we were just talking to my friend Drake here. Both my kids, we bought them cars. Like, they didn't have to earn it. You know, when I was in school, we worked down the street. I used to work at the Kentucky
yeah.
Fried Chicken. I was 16, and I saved
yeah.
Up 2 summers to buy a car. These kids, hey, here's your car, son.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And I figure they're gonna appreciate it because
Daddy tells the jokes about working at Kentucky Fried Chicken, so you get a fucking car,
yeah,
you
right.
Little bastard.
And then check this out: they blew one of them blew an engine last year, so I had to pay for a rebuild engine, and I'm like, fucking pissed, man.
Fucking
this,
soft,
and then,
man.
And then the I know I'm such a pussy. Like, so check this out. So this
that's
other,
my point.
There's this other one. His wheel came out, and I'm like, dude, how did your wheel just came out? Well, I heard noise. I thought it was the bumper. So he kept driving.
Yeah.
Anyways, the wheel
right.
Flew out the freeway.
As it does. Yeah.
Well, anyways, like I said, you know, I was saying these kids today.
Kids today,
no,
gotcha.
Yeah,
tell us more, Grandpa.
Yeah, that's right. They don't appreciate, you know, I should have had them working. I could take a fried chicken as what I should have done.
What was that like? What sort of delight was that working at Kentucky Fried Chicken? Like, would you?
I don't know. I mean,
I
was 16. I lied about my age. I think you had to be 17.
Yeah.
But I lied in the application, and it sucked, man. Because back then it was like I see kids now, and the chicken already comes cut, man. When I was a kid, I just sit there for hours cutting chicken. And anyways, it was real work, kids. I used to walk in the snow 5 miles without shoes.
They gotta do it new, like grumpy old Latino men
yeah.
With you and
yeah.
You know whoever Rodriguez, somebody. Just
no, I don't. Listen, don't say that because somebody in Hollywood is gonna say it's a great idea.
Grumpy old right. Latino.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm bitter about Paul Rodriguez. You want to know why? Because I used to work at Laugh Factory right out of college, and I answer the phone. I also put the names up on the, you know, marquee
with
a pole. And he's got too many fucking letters in his name. And can I tell you how many times I was impaled by an R? Because I'm like, if I get a fucking American name, another fucking R, Rodriguez.
Well, it could be like his son. You know, his son's like a millionaire, right? His son goes by P-Rod. That would have been, yeah.
His
son's a millionaire.
He's a skateboarder.
He's one of the best skateboarders in the world. That guy
really? You make money at that now? God damn it.
They gave him, he just signed a $10 million shoe.
Really? Why couldn't I have been the best person that ever put letters on a marquee? Why couldn't I be a millionaire now because of that? I hate the fucking world.
Yeah, his kid is rich as hell, man.
Wow.
I heard he bought him a mansion or some shit.
Wow. Yeah. We had Glozell Green on the happy hour, which and she is rang the bell at the stock exchange. She's like a multi-millionaire, and she aghast does. She puts disgusting things in her mouth on YouTube.
And that's her thing?
Mm-hmm.
Man,
yeah.
I know. You know what?
When
I see things like that, I always think, what am I doing with all this writing?
Right.
You know, trying to write jokes. I'm just suck a weenie or something.
Write like a pepper challenge and another challenge. And I'm like, I can fucking do that. God damn it. we're just all grumpy old people. So, Willie, where are you from? East L.A.? Is that where I'm reading?
I was born in Mexico.
Okay.
Snuck in fair and square.
Well, you're going to have to get the fuck out now.
Yeah,
that Trump's
I know. Back in those days, it was easy, though. We were just saying we're going to Disneyland. And I remember that's what my mom. My mom said, where are you guys going? Going to Disneyland. And then that was it. We just never came back.
Wait, hang on.
What?
This is fantastic. So, wait, you illegally immigrated? This is
yeah.
fantastic. Herr Trump. Hey, Orange Hitler, pay attention.
Yeah, but back then it was so easy. I mean, if we just go and
what year? Like what
time? It was like 73.
Yeah.
And then they were
that's all you had to say is I'm going to Disneyland?
Yeah, but you had to look the part. You had to look like you were like uppity Mexican, right? We had fresh haircuts. We had, you know, brand new clothes, right? And everybody had to sit straight and articulate,
right.
You know, you got to say, we are going to Disneyland.
Why, hello, sir. Good morning. Yeah. Top of the morning to you.
Vamos a Disneylandia, hoy. And anyways, and that was it. They said, go on. And I think the Border Patrol, they caught on to it. Like once, you know, like 10,000 Mexicans.
That's a lot of motherfuckers go to Disneyland.
Right, 10,000 Mexicans go, and then only like 8 come back. They're like, hey, there's some shit going on here. But that's how I got here. We went to, when I got here, we're in Boyle Heights to Silver Lake.
Wait, how big's your family? Who was all going to Disneyland?
There's four. There was my older sister, a younger sister, and my mom. That was it. Because my mom left my dad.
You to Disneyland?
No. She came here to work, but my dad was a player. He had like all kinds of pussy, right? So one day I was
the original pussy grabber.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was 6 years old. This is the day we like the next day. My mom, my older sister was in school. My mom was pregnant. All right. So she has me by the hand. She says, you know what? I don't know. She took me to the house where our apartment where we lived.
Right.
She broke the door down and my dad's running around naked. And this other lady's running around naked. And then I'm watching this and my mom starts yelling, call the police, right? Like, habla la policía. And I'm like running around like, policía. And then my mom grabs the lady's purse and throws everything out except for her money. She jacks her. You know, and then my mom puts her money.
Her.
My mom puts that lady's money in her purse, and the next day, we're on our way to Disneyland. So that's the story.
So wait a minute, what city did you live in?
Juarez.
In Juarez, and you okay? So and you had the two sisters and your mom.
No, my mom was pregnant, and she had she was pregnant.
Holy
shit! And she had
your dad's a fucker.
Yeah, he's a dick. Yeah.
Listen.
I know.
Willie's dad, you're a fucker if you're listening, and I'm sure he is.
No, he's dead, but he knows he's a dick.
He's still listening.
He's still a dick.
He's a dead dick.
I don't like people when people die, they go, oh, he was all right. No, he's a dick, man.
He's a dick.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's how that happened. And
wow. And so were you in any contact with him after the escape from Juarez?
No, never. I never wanted to
talk
to him.
It's like Escape from Alcatraz, but different.
You know what I did? You know what? I remember my childhood because my mom is fucking mean. Like she's like a really mean human being. And I realized.
It's so shocking you're a comedian.
No. Listen, I realized that women that don't have sex become mean. All right? Because I did a study.
Fuck you.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's just me. That's my stuff. I'm sorry. Not on you.
No. Really. Say women that don't touch their pussy end up being mean. I bought a book on vagina because I wanted to write I wanted to write a book on vagina, but I wanted to know what I was talking about.
Yeah, sure.
You see, I didn't just want to be that. I just wanted to get a little close to vagina.
Yeah.
So anyways, now years later, my mom's this grumpy old fucking lady, man.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I was 10, 12 years old, I used to cock block her all the time, right? Because guys, yeah. you know, yeah. guys would come over, the mailman who wanted to bone down.
Right.
And I was give him dirty looks like, you ain't my father. Right. But little did I know, you know, that I was going to, you know, pay for it later. Like, I wish I could go back in time and tell all those guys, like, go in there and fuck the shit out of her.
You should have put a fucking turnstile in. Just be yeah. like, you know, go on.
Yeah. Then she'd have a
go
smile.
On. My
right
life
now.
Will be so much easier.
Yeah.
Go on.
So anyways, so that's why she's mean, because I cock blocked her so much.
Yeah. Well, listen, you little fucker. That's the point.
But she's a good woman. She's good. She's yeah. very sharp lady.
Yeah. Which, and she's here now? She's still with
yeah.
us?
Listen, okay. within 5 years, she was cleaning homes, and within 5 years, she became an insurance agent and became one of the highest paid insurance agents in her company. And that literally, within 5 years of being in this country, I went to Australia. I went to Sydney. I went to Copenhagen because they would give them these trips to the best salespeople.
Wow.
So I remember going to Copenhagen when I was like 14 or I was 12.
Wow.
And then when I was 15... I was 15, no, 16. I went to Australia and you know the red light district? I'm
yeah,
sure you've
sure.
been there.
Yes, yeah.
You know the red light district?
Why did he say that to me? Like, of course, you whore.
No,
yeah,
but
no,
I mean,
you're
like,
right.
you
you're
would
right.
know. That
you,
was a cool,
you're right. I am a whore. That's been there.
I forget what it's called. They call it something. Anyways, long story
the
short.
The red light district, yes.
But I forget what it's called. But anyways, I went there, and my mom took me to get a hooker. Because, check this out.
Your mom seems really special.
You know why? Because she wanted to be a mom and dad. So she knew that I was growing up without a dad, and she was like, right. she wanted to be like
an dad. Would have done this.
You guys, it's old school ways. You got to understand, he's old school.
Yeah.
She was trying to be like a macho dad at the same time. Like, you know. So, anyways, yeah, my first hooker was in Australia.
Oh, that's such a, wow, that is such a lovely
Isn't that
a lovely,
isn't that a tender, mother son story?
It's a beautiful story.
And I'll never forget the hooker's name.
Not many people have.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll never forget the hooker's name because her first name was Holly and her last name was Wood.
Hollywood.
Honestly.
Okay.
No, that's a true story.
That is the most
touching. It took me a while.
That's like a, hello, Hallmark Channel, are you listening? What kind of mother-son story is this? It's fantastic.
Well, I got better ones.
Really?
Yeah. My mom was okay. I'll tell you what a tough broad my mom was. I remember as a kid I was getting beat up. And I had a little Chinese friend. His name was Simon Lee. And Simon Lee was watching me get beat up. And then he told him, hey, let Willie go, right? And then so he goes, I'm going to call his mom. And then he runs. And then my mom tells Simon, tell them to hurry up because I got to go to work. Just don't make me late to work. And then Simon Lee came back and goes, listen, Willie's mom said you're going to kick his ass. Hurry up because she's got to go to work.
Hurry up. She's got
to
go.
Yeah.
She got the Bactine out. She got some shit to do.
So they held me. She came back and she smacked the shit out of this kid. But she goes, listen, I'm not hitting you because you hit my kid. Because, you know, if you can't fight, he's a pussy, right? But I'm hitting you because you made me late.
I'm late
for
to
work.
Fucking work,
yeah.
you little
yeah.
dick.
Yeah. So that was it. I'm sharing here.
Honey, this is so beautiful. This really is.
Yeah, these are tender stories.
This is so beautiful. This is such a mother. I can't believe no one's done a Lifetime movie about this, about your, okay. So in The Truth Hurts, you were a new comedy special. Yeah. You share everything from questioning God. Why, okay. Willie, do you question God? Why?
Okay, because a lot of shit happens that I have no answers to. Yeah, I am. And it's funny because I did a show at the Fox Theater in Central, what's it?
Detroit?
No. I've been to Detroit. I did three theaters in Central California.
Okay.
You know, these three cities. Anyways, this guy would not stop booing me. Like, security had to come and get around him, and he wouldn't stop. He was like a maniac. And he goes, you know, God, and I got emails today from that show.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you, my God. And like, I'm not like mocking. I'm not mocking God. I question God, you know?
Right. Did you grow up Catholic?
Yeah, yeah.
Me
but,
too.
But then I think it's, for me, now, no disrespect to anybody who's any religion, because I'm sure you're, you know, I've always said, if your religion keeps you from being a dick, I mean, stay with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because
if you're still a dick, check in.
Yeah, yeah.
Check in with God.
Yeah, or you know, find
God,
something.
Why am I still a dick?
Right. So I feel that way. So I tell the audience, whenever I talk about religion, I tell them, look, man, I'm not going to make fun of you guys' religion, but I am going to tell you. You know, I respect whatever religion you are, but I'm going to tell you how I feel about it, you know, and I hope you don't get offended. And then, boom, I try to leave that as an opening for myself. Because people get, man, when you talk about religion, race, or politics, you get to the core of people's beings, and now you're making them question who they are as a human being. And if you somehow deviate from what they think life is, they want to kill you, man.
Right.
Like, fuck you, man. You know, whatever it is, whether it's race, like I said, religion or and it's funny because as a comedian, they always say, I've always been told, don't talk about these subjects. And the more you tell me not to do something, the more I'm going to talk about it.
Fucking do it. That's why we're comedians. Like, really? Fuck you.
Yeah, but I see. But you know, you've been around. You know how many comedians pussy out? They get on stage and they won't commit.
Wait, okay, so So what's with the third of, is it the third, Vanessa, of Hispanic voters that voted for Trump? What is that? Is that about like, I'm in, fuck you? You know, I'm legal, you're not, fuck you.
It has something to do with that.
He's going
to
make me rich.
And then a lot of Cuban Americans are Republicans, so that was a big portion of the Hispanic people voting, or half was it?
A third, but still.
No.
How does any fucking Hispanic person vote for Trump?
Yeah, well, Cubans, because they're Republicans. When they were let out, Castro told them, "I'm going to kill you." He says it was all the rich people. So all the rich people said, "I'm out." And there were the money makers.
Yeah.
So that's how they were out. They've always been Republicans. Yeah. Not that all Republicans are rich and all Democrats are broke, but you know, for the.
But do you think there was a percentage of Mexicans that are like, I'm legal, fuck you. Like, you should get the fuck out now.
Yeah. No, you know what? You're right. There was some of those fucks.
So wait, what happened? You guys came in illegal, and then did you get legal at some point?
Yeah. Or? Yeah. Well, my mom would, she would call up the, you know, like, she would get all the paperwork done, and we would drive down to TJ, and she would like, she was good. She had a fake address from there and say, well, we were living in that area. But then we would like take off at night, you know. It was real easy because we would get these day visas or whatever. I don't know, man. Listen, that was back in those days. It was easier, man.
I'm not working for ICE anymore. I left that job last Friday.
I'm sure now we would have to go like, but you know what? Even if we had, my mom's told me, she goes, you know what? When I hear these people coming over here through mountains and rivers, you know, she goes, I'm sure I would have figured something out. We would have came here first class on a plane. You know what I mean? Because she's always like, you know, she's a problem solver, man. So she would have figured it out.
That's because she didn't spend a lot of time fucking touching her pussy.
Yeah.
Willie. That distracts you, too.
She was fucking focused on you and your family.
Why
did you take that so personal?
Jesus.
All right?
It was
about my mom.
Whatever.
Touch your pussy once in a while.
I trust. I touch it. So now, what is your explanation of natural disasters? Because I understand you have one of those. What the fuck is? What's happening?
A natural disaster for me? No, I mean, I don't know what's written there.
It says this is what your special is about.
Okay,
really?
Well, no,
there's
no.
A history of women according to the Bible, raising your sons, a revelation of the gay club.
Okay, one of the things I said is that I drink, like I tell the audience, I drink because Jesus drank. You know, because in the Last Supper, he had alcohol. He could have had water, right? He could have said, hey, you know, let's drink water. My dad's watching. But no, he said, you know, fuck it. I'm going to have a drink and then we're going to take a picture, you know? And then I always think that, hey, you know, maybe God drinks. Maybe that's why we have disasters, because Jesus drank, right? We drink.
God's like, I'm sorry.
Right?
I was New Orleans, what?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So one of my theories is that maybe God gets fucked up, right? And he thinks of all the evil thing that we do, you know? And then he just grabs the earth, like, and just shakes it, you fucking assholes.
Jesus Christ, that's not what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
And the next day, he feels all guilty, like, what did I do last night? Let me put a
New
rainbow
Orleans
over
is
here.
What now? God damn it. That's not what I meant. So, wait, what was your revelation in a gay club? What happened?
My revelation? Well, this whole, you know, when I talk about, by the way, for the gay and lesbian community.
That's
out
me,
there,
by the way.
Well, for the gay and lesbian, your community.
Hi.
For your community.
I'm your community right
okay,
now.
Okay. I got none but love. But I tell these stories, you know, I tell these stories of how I was raised like super macho and through life and through meeting people. I remember when I first moved to Silver Lake, you know, I was a teenager. I remember we had these gay neighbors and I didn't know about it. I used to watch them, you know, I used to see them. You understand, here's a kid that comes from the hood, right? And I used to see them kiss, and I was just like freaked out. I remember I broke their window. I broke their window, all right? I threw a pine cone through their window.
Wait, men or women?
Two men. So check this out. So I was all
with
like
a pine cone.
Yeah,
that's a really bad window. But no, okay,
pine cones are heavy, man.
All right,
so
whatever.
So they came down and they were like, I don't know, 14, 15, and he was like, "Hey, man, did you break our window?" And then and his name was Ruben. I remember his name was Ruben. He goes, "You break?" I said, "No, I didn't break your window, man." And but and he goes, "Well, listen, I just want to tell you, man, that that you know, we know that your mom and your sisters that you know that we have love for them. I want to let you know we have love for them. And that if anything was to happen to them that or an emergency, we'd be the first ones over helping you." And I mean, those were just like little things that started happening. And by,
right.
But you know how I started seeing the world different.
And you were like, oh.
Yeah, I was like,
shit.
Yeah, I felt like a dick. I felt like, oh, my
you're
God.
Like, okay, hey, I wanted
to tell him like I did break it, bro. It was me. But then
you
know,
fucking faggot. Yeah. Okay, I'll listen. Thanks for your help, but fuck.
No. So anyway, so things like that. I tell these stories on stage, you know. And by the way, one of the ones that I had is like, I remember being 21 years old, or I might have been 20, man. I was a youngster. I was a baby.
Yeah.
We went to this nightclub, and there was this girl that was gorgeous. When I tell you that this girl was fucking amazing, like just amazing.
Right.
And anyways, my friends were with me, and I like told them like, "Hey, I got this, guys." And I went up to this chick, and I'm nibbling in her ear, right in the corner, and then I go down there to grab her. And I grabbed a bag of balls, all right?
Yeah, get some balls.
Yeah, it was balls. And yeah. And then people always say, "Well, why didn't you let go?" You know? Well, you know, you have to process the thought that you got balls in your hand.
You're like, what's this?
Yeah, I was like, "No, these aren't balls. This is a puffy pussy," right? But no, they're balls.
She has some sort of vaginal deformation.
Yeah.
Something. No.
Anyway, so... I just walked away because I figured if I would have grabbed his balls and like, "Hey, fucker, don't be cheating like that," you know, like that's not playing right. So I let go of the balls and my friends, I walk over to my buddies and they're like, "Damn, Willie, you get all the chicks." And I was like, "Fuck yeah, bro." You know?
Yeah.
Of course
yeah.
I do.
That's right. That's right, motherfucker.
Well, anyways.
You had your own little personal crying game.
Yeah,
I understand.
I did. And for a while I was like, man. You know, am I gay?
So your wife has unusually large feet, like Fred Flintstone large feet?
Or, no,
or just,
you know what?
What the fuck?
She doesn't. Obviously, as comedians.
Like, could she drive a car with her feet?
No. You know what it is you know, as comedians, we have license to embellish.
Right, sure.
And I could exaggerate something. Like, on the old special, I think my first special I ever did was on Comedy Central called Deal With It. And I talked about my wife having little tits. And the reality is she doesn't have little tits.
She appreciated that?
But for the joke, no, she has a sense of humor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so people would say, you know, did she get a breast job? I go, no, dude, you exaggerate sometimes.
Right.
You know,
right.
For, you know.
Right.
Creative license.
Right,
so,
sure.
So, yeah. But, okay, does she have time? She's 5'8", okay? A 5'8" woman is not going to have size 5 feet, you know? So,
right.
So the joke was that. When I was sucking my wife's toes, when I got to her big toe, I had to keep telling myself, "It's
sure.
a toe, it's a toe, it's a toe, it's a toe."
Right. It's not a dick.
I was not. You know, I was deep throwing that big toe.
Yeah. So, you also do a history of women according to the Bible. What's that about? What's that about in your special?
No,
the truth hurts, Barcina. The truth hurts.
Uh-huh. It's on Netflix now, people. If you guys want to check it out. That I talk about, I talk about how the Bible makes sense to men. Like a man could grab the Bible and go, "I get it." You know, because there's all these areas in the Bible for women, for you guys to, be submissive and.
Yeah. And there's lots of great opportunities.
And we are your bosses and we are your lords.
Yeah.
It's all over the Bible. But I mean, for a guy, I mean, how would you, as a guy, I don't think you would, you know, you would be read the book and go, "It's all right." You
sounds
know,
good.
It's a good book.
But tight.
But for women, I don't understand how women, with all those things that are in there, how they would say, "Yes, you know, this is a beautiful book." When it talks about women should learn, there's a thing in there about women should learn, but learn in silence. See? I mean, literally these things are written in there. So they're mindful.
That would be difficult to have a talk radio
show.
So
that's where I did this whole bit where I was just asking the women in the audience, "Okay, you know, what about these things?" And so that was that whole section.
So you had a guerrilla marriage counseling because you do a lot of material about your relationship.
Yeah.
What was guerrilla marriage counseling like?
well, I don't know where gorilla came from, but it's probably me embellishing again.
Let me just read you your thing. Barcelona, long ago tired of East L.A. barrio shtick and the volatile badass reputation that once preceded him.
Yeah, I did hit a lot of guys. When I was a younger comic, I smacked a couple guys. I got kicked out of a lot. I think nobody's been kicked out of more clubs than me. I remember Bud Friedman kicked me out at the Improv.
Oh, shit.
Because there was this comedian. I knocked out this comedian at the Improv. Because there's so much bullshit. I mean, they're all such little
pussies.
But they're not real. You know, where I come from, a world where of police officers and plumbers and electricians and just real dudes, you know?
Right.
And then here you go to the comedy store, the Improv. And they're all I don't know, man. They're just fake,
right?
And when they tell you something, it's not what it is. And I grew up with guys. If you tell me something, anyways, this guy like really, and I was younger and angrier. I'm in my early 20s, mid 20s there,
right?
And I think I was at the Laugh Factory. We're talking about the Laugh Factory. I think I was like 27, and this guy wouldn't stop heckling me. And I said, dude, if you don't stop, I'm gonna hit this mic. I'm gonna get this mic stand and smack you. And he goes, yeah, right. And remember how before it used to be like they cut it down now. Now it's like three feet, but it used to be 6 feet.
Yeah.
I jumped off and I started chasing them down the Sunset Strip with the mic stand. Anyways.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, what's the guy? Who's the owner? What's his name?
Jamie Masala.
Jamie.
Sweetie,
yeah.
Sweetie,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sweetie, you're, sweetie, buddy. Listen, you can't hit people with a mic stand. Sweetie, buddy, I got some liability.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweetie,
so he
sweetie
me,
buddy.
He kicked me out for 3 years and then, What's her name? Mitzi Shore at the comedy store.
Comedy store. Yeah.
She kicked me out forever because I told her to fuck off. I told her because she was auditioning Hispanic comedians, and I remember when I was there, all the black guys would get regular room with people in the audience, and the white guys in the OR room.
Yeah.
And then there was this flyer, and it said we're gonna be in the what's the room upstairs? What's
the belly room.
The
that
belly
was for
room.
Chicks. That's
the
for
belly
chicks
room.
And brother. Yeah. I got you in solidarity. That I played the belly room. Chicks and fucking,
yeah,
right?
Like, but you know what? Listen,
Chicks and Spicks.
Yeah,
that was the
Chicks
room.
Chicks and Spicks. That's a good movie. So I'm up there and there was like 12 comedians, but she said she had us audition with no audience. Like it was just her sitting there looking at us and every comedian is up there, you know, doing his little dance for her. And then when I went up on stage, I had like the surreal moment and I just stopped in the middle of the first joke and I said, you know what? Fuck you, bitch. And she said, what? And I said, you heard me. Fuck you, bitch. And I threw the mic on the ground and I ran. And then she says, what? I can hear her screaming. What's his name? What's his name? He'll never work here again. And then I remember I ran back up. Said, my name is Willie Barcena. Don't you ever fucking forget it. And she never did because I all my friends tried
That's
to get
gonna
me back
That's going
to
be a movie
in.
About you.
Yeah.
That's going to be a movie.
But yeah, I don't know how we got into that. You asked me something. And
no, it's fantastic.
Yeah, so.
So wait, so you consider yourself a tough love dad. What does that look like in your home?
Well, okay. I got to retract from that. I used to be more of an old school dad when my kids were younger. I was really like a disciplinarian because especially if you know kids from the neighborhood and you know that kids can stray if you don't, you know, keep them in line. But I was too strict. I was to the point where like I can see when there was tension whenever I walked into the room. And then the counseling is the one that got me, you know, to hug myself, you know, and love myself. You know, I can put on some, you know, romantic music and cry now. So that got me to be a more of an easygoing dad.
What's romantic music for you? Just
romantic music. I can't even think right now. What is romantic? I don't know. George Michael.
I feel like there's another chapter to this. I feel like there's another
gotta
chapter
have faith.
To this.
What's that?
Gotta have faith.
No, I forget that song.
Father figure?
Father figure?
No,
something?
Forget this damn song. Mm. Careless Whispers.
I'll
cry to Careless Whispers. I don't care. That's right. That's right. I'm tough enough to say that. That's right, George.
So, listen, you've actually been a security guard, plumber, roofer, and limo driver.
I did everything. I did everything. I did. I you know that was I was doing all that while I was going to school, majoring in administration of justice because I was gonna be a cop. So I was doing all these jobs to you know while I got in the academy.
I don't care about that. My point is, I have a toilet upstairs that's still running.
You do it yourself. Fuck you. I don't do no.
Fine. Whatever. Jesus fucking Christ, really can't be a helper?
No, but yeah.
So wait, you did every like blue collar job that there is, basically, right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was going to get into construction, you know, because I had a friend that owned his own construction company, and I thought, you know, that'd be a bad way to make some dough, make your own buildings. But I just thought, this is too much work, man. You know, there's a lot of, you got to get there at 5, and then you leave like, you know, you're the last one to leave when you're the boss, and I'll get an easier job. Just tell jokes and, you know, get some free alcohol. Right?
That's what I was thinking, Vanessa. I have free alcohol here. He's a fantastic comedian, but I also have some roof problems. I have some plumbing problems. I just was hoping to keep you here in some way. Is that wrong?
No, it's not. It's not wrong. No, I'd do it, but fuck that.
Yeah, fuck it. So, all right. So, wait, what were you like growing up? Was this...
I was growing up.
Were you always fucking a whore dog like your mom wanted you to be, or were you just...
I think we're all whore dogs, aren't we? And in a way, aren't we all? I mean, the downloads, the porn.
What age did you move here at? You were
7.
Okay.
7. Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, I mean.
So you remember Mexico, but you were.
Yeah, I remember. I wouldn't go back there. Fuck that.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna have to. And Donald Trump. Yeah. Sorry. And well, I love you, but you know,
I know.
Like,
I know. I might.
Some of us gotta go.
But hey, he said Trump said he's holding back on the wall now. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he said, okay, maybe
he's a fucking pussy.
Maybe a fence. Did you hear that?
There might be some fencing. Maybe a fence. Oh no, there won't be. And even Newt Gingrich said, oh yeah, it was just a campaign device. Mexico's not going to pay for the wall. I'm like, no fucking shit. They're not going to. Oh yeah, yeah.
No, it's like everything he said. He's retracting everything, right? Everything he said, like Obamacare.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, I'll keep some of it.
Sure, yeah.
And then he said he's. Right, he's
not going to prosecute Hillary. No more locker up.
Okay,
no,
this is another one
because she's innocent.
Drain the swamp, right? Yeah. And then like everybody's bringing in. Our people have been politicians forever. Like he said, he's going to bring in new blood. It was like it's all bullshit.
It's all
you know
bullshit.
What he did? All he did was this, and I travel the country, and so do you.
Yeah.
What he did, what he's just fed on white America's fears.
Yep.
That was it. And the reason why, like New York and California. They don't buy into that fear that he was selling was because you guys you know over here everybody kind of grows up around each other,
right?
Like you don't, you know, when I go to Iowa and I go to a comedy club or I go to a comedy club in Indiana, I was just, you know, the audience it takes them 30 seconds to get over it, like
right.
Oh, there's a Mexican on stage.
It's a Mexican
guy. So it takes them a while because I have to tell them, hey man, you know, listen. Whatever you've heard, whatever you know, you don't know. All right? You are, whatever prejudgment you have, we're going to. So it takes me a while. I almost have to have a disclaimer in middle America or the South.
I am not a rapist.
Yeah.
I'm not a rapist.
Yeah. I was in Indiana. Indiana, they were walking out.
Yes, my
on
mother
me.
Tried to set me up with a whore, but I'm not a rapist.
That's right, man. I paid for it. All right? That's legal.
I paid good American fucking dollars for that shit. So what did you think when he first came out and said all Mexicans are rapists?
I thought, you know, listen, if anything, and you're not going to like this, but I probably I lean towards the right a little bit on certain topics. Like I'm pro-gun. Okay, now tell you why. And you're probably not, but I'll tell you why.
You know what? I'm going to fuck this out of you.
I know.
Head,
okay,
so
okay, okay. I'm going to tell you why. Yeah. Because I have four buddies that are coppers, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I ask them, we sit down and we have drinks and we talk. And I go, look, man, tell me the truth. How do you feel about guns? And they're like, dude, I have guns in my house. Too many. They see criminals.
I know. I have a good cop friend.
Okay.
But they don't want everyone to have guns with cop killer bullets.
No, okay.
Right?
Okay. I agree with you there. But we should all be able to have a gun at home.
I'm too spazzy, but you can go ahead.
I you know what? I say this. Okay. I'll be for, the gun control or you know, if you have statistics where you take it away from the criminals, then I'll be with you. Then I'll be like, yeah, man, you know, I'm down. Like, look what they're doing. But it's not like that.
Terrorists can get them because there's no loophole. There's a loophole. Anyone can get a gun in America.
Right, right. Well, I mean, obviously, I don't want everybody to have AKs, but I want people to have.
You know what? I'm going to strap you down and pour tequila on your face.
You should.
Fuck this
should.
Out of you.
Yeah,
I you really should. Am. Like, who cares about your wife and kids? Who cares?
Hey, you know what?
Right?
Shit ain't going well, so fuck it.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
No, and by the way, if my wife is listening, I'm just kidding, man.
Just kidding. Oh, my God. We're so kidding. How do we promote? What the fuck? What are you doing? Tell us.
Well, right now, just traveling the country, I'll be, you know, I'm a road comic, man. I love being. I'll be in Portland. I'll be at Harvey's.
Yeah.
You ever Harvey's?
Sure.
Harvey's? Shut up.
Yeah. No. Yes, I know.
I'll be at
and
Harvey's.
And then what's the special? How do we do
my,
this?
My special is called The Truth Hurts.
Netflix, right?
On Netflix. And then follow me, guys. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Facebook fan page. Follow me on, what else I got, kid?
Twitter.
Twitter. Follow me on Twitter.
That's his entourage.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. That guy.
At Willie Barcena 1.
They're going to go tagging after this. Yeah. It's going to be fantastic. Willie, you are the shit, man.
No, thank you for having
me. Come on.
Man.
I mean that.
I appreciate that. Thank
Willie
you for
Barcena.
Having me.
Willie Barcena. Come on. Happy fucking happy hour, everybody. Give it up.
Cheers.